This call is being recorded.
I'll go ahead and start over. In 20 years making alchemy, I've never mixed together any two substances that didn't belong, because you can cause explosions if you do that. And not too long ago, a few days ago, I have two bottles here, one being deionized water and another bottle being another substance that I'll disclose in a minute because it's part of the punchline of this story. And the liquid itself was highly concentrated, and so I was going to be adding some deionized water to that liquid in order to be able to meet the demand of the orders. And, you know, which is great, because this substance is such that you could, you know, for instance, put the bath additive as an example. You put a quarter of an ounce into a bath and you're going to know that you've done it. And so I went to add it, and I had an intuitive hit to bless it. And I thought, that's strange, because this is blessed, you know, what I thought I was pouring into it. But I did it anyway. And then I poured it into it, and then I went to not just sample it, but to have my dose for the day. And it was vinegar. And so that was, you know, like absolutely devastating for me to find out that was vinegar, because that was unbelievable work and may not even be able to be repeated. And it just so happened, I thought, well, if I got the intuitive hit to bless it, why wouldn't I have gotten the intuitive hit to check the label? And so the label part of it was wiped from my mind, and that made me very suspicious. And so I shot a text to Mary and said, hey, you know, douse this and see what you get if that essentially was supposed to happen. And it just so happened that I also had an appointment with another super seer literally an hour from that time. And I thought, well, how perfect, I'll ask her. And so we got talking about it, and she said, literally, this was just mind blowing to me. And I knew this about vinegar. If, you know, and anybody who uses Bragg's knows that it balances your pH, but there's something deeper about this particular thing. So what happened is you're blending what's basically distilled white vinegar together with the I0 liquid. And it has something to do with what's coming up, which includes, by the way, the Mercury transit of the sun on Monday. And we're going to be going more into that. And in fact, we're going to be doing something energetically for that. But it has to do with a new kind of something to do with pH. And it isn't just about the normal standard physiological balancing of pH. You know, we're talking about the power of hydrogen, and hydrogen is numero uno, and on the periodic chart, you know, it was the first thing produced is the first thing produced, and its atomic structure and so on and so forth bear that out. And so as we go along, we're going to find out a lot more about it. And so the liquid that you're going to receive, if you ordered it, is actually going to be about half and half distilled white vinegar along with this liquid. And it didn't have any, you know, dragging down effect. It didn't change anything. And in fact, it improved it, which is mind-boggling to me, but that's okay with me. If as an example, and when I tasted it, it's just, you know, like it tastes like diluted vinegar, but it didn't bother me in the least. And that was, in fact, the first time I had used that liquid. And that would be not that many times, I'm thinking three or four times, where I instantly felt it. In other words, it changes your life. Yeah, it does. It does things, you know, the way that the powerful alchemy can do that. But this was a noticeable physiological clarifying effect that came on within, you know, a minute or two of using it. So there was apparently something going on there that was totally unexpected. And so that those got mixed together really does mean that it is at least for this alchemy, it is a one-time alchemy. We'll never see it again, but we might see things like it, but probably just more powerful. So that was the first thing I wanted to cover. second thing I wanted to cover, and Mary, if you need to, if you want to hop in, unmute yourself on the sacred bathing. If you got the iZero Alchemy, and if you didn't, you should. If as an example, and anybody who has any sort of ability to see with the inner eye, if you start to run your bath and close your eyes and just picture a temple with sacred bathing, and all you have to do is sort of summon the image, and then it really will fill itself in, because the minute that you start to do that, they will literally start to show up. And we're talking about the entities that would show up and utilize the human, almost always feminine attendants in those temples for the sacred bathing, and then they would do nothing but transfer the energy, the way that we all know how that works, where, you know, you're not the source of the power, but you're flowing the power. And those same beings will show up when you get mindful, you do that visualization, and you begin to be ready, for instance, to take the bath additive and add, let's say, a quarter of an ounce to it. I'm sorry, I just got distracted by that text. And so really, just sort of in terms of technique, that's the way to do that with the bath. The liquid you can take, anywhere between, say, 5 and 15 drops. And just if you don't like the taste of vinegar, just put it into a glass of water and you won't know it's there. And but the thing to do for sure would be to use the powder first, and probably I would think maybe upon getting home, if you're away on a Friday evening, and use it before you go into the weekend. It may not empty you like it did us, but it eventually will. No question of it. It's just how quickly you can be emptied that completely is the only question there is. And the reason that we were both emptied the way that we were, and another couple of the people that have used it, is because of all of the years upon years upon years of clearing work. And it's all in keeping with that article that I wrote about Jenga, and how something is removed, and you can't just willy-nilly remove stuff and not expect there to be consequences unless you have a plan to fill it with something that I was saying is actually nothingness, but that's not true. What happens is that the liquid is replacing that that void, if you will, with a, let's say, a foundational piece that enables the super self to, you know, all self to take more over your system of being in 3D. And then go through the weekend that way. If you do manage to get as empty as we did, staring at the wall can be an absolute thrill. And Mary and I were joking that, you know, you may wind up getting fast food, and you may wind up having a friend call you to take you to the fast food place, because doing is just so not what you want to do. It's truly incredible. And then I would think maybe by Sunday night or Monday morning, then you would want to use the liquid. And the liquid, if you've just been in a sort of empty-headed void the whole time, the liquid will put you right back on track. But you will be new. There's nothing subtle or at least overly subtle about how this can do what it does, so long as you're ready for it. Any questions on that? If so, just unmute yourself and ask away.
I wanted to ask something on behalf of people that will probably ask it anyway, but is there a prerequisite necessary? If there's anybody new on this call and they haven't ever had any of our alchemy before, what would you recommend in terms of, I mean, is this alchemy open to anyone?
It's open to anyone, but you know, it could be, you know, let's say that if, as an example, we got down the road and there was no need to make it again, and therefore whoever that might be who doesn't follow the normal progressional course could, for instance, have used everything that they had before they were ready to be out of it and it's never available again, kind of thing. And so I, for instance, have Nancy's asking how much powder to take, and the answer would be just the normal dose. You crush up a small paper match head and that's a dose. And it's always, by the way, and we will always say this, especially Nancy, is that it's your intuition is the only thing that matters. You know, take what your gut tells you to take. And so I really never have an answer for this, because every single person is different. Every single person has a certain level of clearing work that they've already done, and on it goes. And therefore, if I were to give a generic answer to that question, I would say that the best thing to do is get all of the precursor alchemy, because it is going to do everything the way that it needs to be done. In other words, the precursor alchemies are going to go in and pull out the pieces that need to be pulled out on whatever level that you're on, or you can, you know, look at it as an onion, you're peeling away a layer. You know, all of the alchemies are designed to go into certain depths and do exactly what they're designed to do in each person. And so any beginner with this alchemy, because it's the most advanced alchemy I've ever made, hands down. And if you're just beginning your journey in alchemy, you know, it wouldn't be the right thing to get. Does that answer that one, Mare?
Yes.
Anybody else? Great.
Maybe they don't know that they've been muted.
Well, they do now, right?
Wait, is there a question or something?
Say again.
Was there a question or something when you're asking anybody else if we have any other questions?
Yeah. About the alchemy, yeah.
Oh, okay. Would you say keep carrying it around with you would kind of have its fields just kind of zero you out as you go about your business in the day?
You know, I don't know, because I haven't tried that. And so I don't know the answer to that question. But, you know that these all create pretty powerful fields. And so I don't think there's any question that it would keep you in a null field. You know, there's no question about that. It just happens to be intrinsic to what the alchemy does. So probably so, but I'm thinking not as much. And whereas, for instance, if you know, where the liquid is really what brings the all self in. It's like swallowing all self, right? And so that isn't something you can just carry around. You see what I'm saying? You've got to ingest it. And so the powder empties you, the liquid brings in the replacement. That's how it works.
All right, cool. The, thank you.
And the bath is like the cherry on top.
Yeah, the bath, you know, I mean, it's the that was really, since it's just a byproduct, you know, I really don't know if it could be used. I kind of doubt it because of the way that the powder came into being. So I don't think it could be used in replacement of anything. But you know, Mary could probably describe her bath to you of it. It's absolutely extraordinary. It's so strange. It's the first time I tried it, I almost had to try to think. And I didn't really notice that until I was in the tub for a bit, and I would just sort of, you know what, I haven't had a thought here for a good couple of minutes until, you know, this questioning thought that I had about not having a thought. But I knew my body was buzzing like crazy to begin with, and it just turned into something spectacular. And so I took a, we poured an ounce in your first one, right, Mary?
Yeah, that was almost too much. So that was almost psychedelic.
Yeah,
but wonderful at the same time.
That was a super concentrated one that I brought to you anyway. So it was probably two or three times concentrated. So I would think that the 2 ounce bottle of the bath additive would, you know, could go easily 6 to 8 baths. Unless you're a, you know, psychonaut or something and you want to pour in a ounce, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, my whole body was just pulsing with my heartbeat, and it was quite euphoric and wonderful. But I think that the right dose is probably about a fourth of an ounce to a half ounce.
Yeah,
would be perfect.
That's always felt right to me too.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna have to come get some. Yeah. Denise, did you have a question?
Yes. I was wondering, do you take the powder first and then at the same, after that, take the liquid, like in the same day?
No, it was like I just explained. You take the powder on Friday and you take the liquid on Monday.
On Monday. Okay. I missed that. I got knocked off.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay, the energetic thing, and this was, this kind of came out of the clear blue, but then again, it's always a good thing that it does. It's something that we have to address. And so on the website, if you're on your computer, if you're not, don't worry about it. If you're on your phone, you're on a smartphone, and you can do data and voice at the same time, you can go ahead and do this. But if you go to the website, superbeings.net, thesuperbeings.net, and put your mouse over Sunspace, you'll see the very first item there is Mercury. Now, this year, 2016, as we have talked about, before, it was a year that is essentially for a fairly sharp ramping up of what we've been calling the Great Division or Great Separation. And what that is, it really is just between those who refuse to make the choice and those who have made the choice. And when we say made the choice, we mean either for selflessness or selfishness. It's not, the division isn't between those two. The division is between those who refuse to make the choice, so to speak. And there is some element of a division between the two choices as well. And there are potentials happening this year that could lead to some things like a super Edward Snowden data dump or expose, if you will, that something like that could happen. A much greater opening to contact with off-world beings and that potential. And there are also some things coming where, though they will be subtle for some, they will be very noticeable for others. And that will be where, as an example, and I'm going to be writing up a lot of this stuff, by the way, because it's it takes some explanation and some referencing back to it to stay with it. But it's, you could call it a splice, where you, for instance, could go from, and I know a lot of you have experienced this, where you go from a level of perception to a different level of perception, and it could literally have taken place in the blink of an eye or a moment or whatever, and you just have this feeling that it's a different world. Well, this splice coming up later this year, and we're going to keep a real close eye on things, is going to be one of those where you're going to go, wow, it is very different. And what that's going to be is a much more, I'm really struggling with words, and it's because I have a splitting headache. And I have a splitting headache because I started drinking lemon in water. I started a detox that's incredible. But it'll be more palpable than you've known before. And it's going to be, let's say, a more solidified perceptual point within fourth density. Now, this is really more for those who are, in fact, moving from third to fourth density, but we're on this trip with them and we're helping them along with it. And so, for instance, with this alchemy, it makes everybody that uses it, and it isn't just this alchemy, it's all the alchemies, but especially this alchemy, we're where the boat's bow meets the water. So we're sort of plowing ahead and preparing the field and the pathway, and however, whatever metaphor you prefer for that. And therefore making what this upcoming splice is going to be a little smoother and easier for those who are going to make it. And then those who, you know, have made the choice are actually, they may or may not be aware, but because they're on the evolutionary path that we talk about on the super beings, a lot of them will probably notice it, because they will probably start wondering, you know, why they're no longer friends with people they've loved their whole life, and just the same kinds of changes that we all went through, only on a subtler and lower, closer to 3D level. Now, the truth is that we all in super beings are operating mentally from a fifth density perspective and standpoint, especially those who are doing the Shupa sessions, which is, you know, once again, why everybody should be doing the ABS training. And so what is taking place doesn't directly apply to us, but it is in fact something that we're helping out with. And I think just for a second, and Chance, don't go overboard, okay? Because I'm a little short of time, but if you've got anything to add to that, because I could feel you thinking, please do. Chance? Did he leave?
Oh, no, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. Sorry, I was double muted. Yes. As far as what, Jason? As far as the distinction between the perceptual, like frameworks, or?
Well, I could feel you thinking about a better way to explain the fourth density perceptual framework and the division between the two or something like that. You know, if you can give us a paragraph on whatever it was you were thinking.
Well, I'll tell you the way that it's been described to me in just very brief is think of the internet. Think of the way hyperlinks work. Think of the way that information is shared and then organized so that it can be drawn from what appears to be very many different locations and then gathered together to create a coherent single experience of pressing the hyperlink, sort of accessing different frame, different servers, different computers, different databases, so that it all seamlessly comes together and creates a network where when you interact with it, you have this sense of no longer being just an end user, but you have a greater appreciation and kind of like an increasing awareness of being the network itself, of that which seems to connect all the pieces that would otherwise before have seemed to be separated. And so you become that. It's one way to say, well, another way of looking at it would be like a puzzle, right? All the different pieces connect together specifically in a way where when they are recomposed and they form the rectangular shape, that they reveal the picture that before only looked like a bunch of, you know, painted pieces and a mess. So, but when all the puzzle pieces come together, they represent, you know, a coherent whole, a sense of a completely different experience that was built on what before was a sense of individuality, if individuality was kind of like thinking of yourself as a puzzle piece. So
right.
you're no longer engaging with the world from the perspective as though you are it, or, you know, there's like 7 billion pieces of a puzzle that no one knows where the edge of the corners are. We're putting the corners in now.
And this coming together and integration is something that we're doing for 3Ders moving to 4D, because what you're explaining isn't really happening to them, right?
Right. No, it's to us.
Yeah.
They're not. Yeah. It's yeah. We're doing it. It's kind of like you can say network or you can say net. You know, we're providing the framework. We're providing the grid. It's kind of like in hydroponics or kind of like a small suspension field. You know, we're providing something for things to kind of like gather, coalesce, and rest upon. But the way that it was shown to me, and it was kind of really beautiful, is just, you know, imagine that you're looking out into the horizon. You're looking into a sunset. You're standing, and before you, just like in Alice in Wonderland, you're looking at a chessboard. But the chessboard represents what's come. It represents how everything fits together. And the way everything fits together is how you become a puzzle piece and how you become a playing field, and that, like a chessboard, and how in the distance, where before it would be the sun or the galaxies and constellations, there is a massive entity watching, just providing its gaze, providing its sentient perceptual awareness, just shining down on the puzzle board. And everyone just kind of like goes to where they're going to go. You know, so they're going to pick their corner, they're going to pick their spot on the chessboard, but we're just linking up, you know, we're just snapping into position. It's like, okay, you know what you're going to do, you know what you're going to do. You just kind of like intuitively go and do what it is you're ever going to do, and everything is going to synchronize in a way that you're going to have a completely different sense of individuality. It's going to be systemic, right? You're no longer going to feel yourself, you're going to feel the system. It's beautiful. It really is, but it's well underway. But yeah, that's the way that it was presented to me, and it makes a lot of sense. It's just like this beauty and grandeur. It's basically everything that you've been looking for in your whenever you have sought out to do something, like, you know, went under a guru or decided, oh, I'm going to start taking the alchemy or looking for some spiritual teacher. You're like, you've always been searching for something, right? Yearning for some deeper meaning or some kind of grand purpose, something that has kind of like motivated you, you know, throughout your human experience to do something, to rise above, to whatever word you want to use. Well, this is it. This is what you've been looking for, this moment that's coming. And when you feel it, because you'll feel it, you'll feel it. It's like, yes, this is exactly what I was here for. This is what I was sent to do. You'll have a sense of excitement and elation, a sense of joy, where you will just simply just go right. It won't even matter what you're doing, but you'll go right. You'll know. You'll just like intuitively, you'll just feel it. You'll go, you'll lock into position, and then everything will make sense, and you'll realize the realization of like your entire, your life's mission in that one moment, because you'll know you're here doing what you were sent here to do. And that moment, when that occurs, that is going to be the moment of the splice, but it's going to be, you know, what happens, you know, right after that, you know, when we basically start organizing into a fifth density being, you know, we start acting in that manner, and it won't be anything like what you're experiencing right now. I mean, to some, like Jason's already like way beyond this, but I mean, for like us, you know, it's going to be a completely different way of thinking and looking at the world.
Okie doke. All right, well, let's do some energy work. Back to the website, back on that Mercury page, and what this is about, because there are going to be some very powerful energetics going on with this Mercury transit. It starts at a little after 7 in the morning on Eastern time on Monday, and will terminate at, I think, a little bit after 2, maybe almost 3 o'clock on Monday afternoon, Eastern time. And so this is here so that you can use your computer or phone to refer back to this throughout that transit and tune back into the energies if you're not tuned into them, because it might not be necessary for you to use this at all. But this is already, I'm sure that you're feeling it, is already flowing Mercury. Mercury is in touch with us as we speak, the intelligence of the planet. And so we can do something right now to set up precursor arrangements within ourselves for this coming event. And so the way to do this is, let's just all get quiet. I'm going to go ahead and mute a couple more people here. You're double unmuted too, Chance. Okay. And just start breathing deeply and evenly through your nose. Again, you would be on the superbeings.net website. Mouse over Sunspace. The first item is Mercury. And relax into this experience with Mercury even now. Just breathing deeply and evenly. And let your forehead relax. Your eyes and your jaw. Your throat and your chest. And I was just told, especially the jaw, because there are bands of connective tissue that go around the back of the skull, and that has to be relaxed, having to do with the brainstem. You relax your throat and your chest, and feel your chest relax as you exhale. Again, just breathing deeply and evenly through your nose. Make sure your tongue is against the roof of your mouth and just touching the back of your upper row of teeth. And I'm sure many of you can feel the energy starting to build. Get open, receptive, and say or think, I accept, and I'll open the flow. 3, 2, 1, here it comes. And we'll just have to yammer on for a minute more about some practical things, but you're certainly welcome to return right to this right after we finish. Any information anybody gets about this alchemy and how hydrogen is to be used, obviously we know that hydrogen is part, it's one of the constituents in the water and therefore has to do with hydration. And so it goes without saying that there is going to be something to do with the different use of water and I think sunlight at the same time with regard to this. But if you have any insights, please don't hesitate to post them on the website under the forums. And I'll get a forum going about that for the, we'll just call it the Mercury Transit and the New Alchemy or something because they are related. And I recommend continuing this communion with Mercury for another 15 minutes, but that does us for the call, at least my part of it. I have to get back to work. If you guys want to hang and do whatever, feel free. And thank you. I love you and good night.